Legislators have released the details of more new bills going before the legislature that convenes next week. The 28 new bills will join those left over from last year and those introduced last week. APRN's Dave Donaldson reports.
The latest bundle of bills made public has measures ranging from one by Dillingham's Bryce Edgman that would allow fishermen to borrow up to $200,000 to purchase commercial fishing entry permits, to another by Fairbanks's Joe Thomas, creating a loan program for consumers to convert their homes to natural gas-fired heating systems. That comes as Rail Belt residents begin to see a natural gas pipeline in their future. Thomas also wants to provide 10 years of rent-free state land for high-capacity gas storage facilities. Anchorage Democrat Berta Gardner has proposed two bills in the House requiring oil and gas companies to tell the public what they did to earn any state tax credits. Gardner says people have asked what the state's gotten in return for more than $3 billion in investments since the current tax regime went into effect.
I don't know. But I think Alaskans should know, just like every penny that comes through my office or that I spend on travel or whatever is publicly available. I mean, the industry, of course, likes to keep their affairs private. Of course they do. But I'm not saying shame on them for that. I'm saying shame on us.
Gardner isn't looking for expense details. Her bill mandating labor reports for credits claimed would only require release of workforce numbers, not individuals or their exact duties. Democrats Les Guerra and David Guttenberg have a bill that would reduce student loans by 2% while students work in the state after graduation. Guerra said something's wrong when student loans are double the cost of a used car loan. And Anchorage Republican Bob Lynn wants to require health insurance for retired state employees to cover the cost of colorectal screening. He says the cost of treatment would be lower because any cancer caught early is less expensive to treat. These new bills will formally be read into the record Tuesday afternoon when the House and Senate begin their 90-day sessions. I'm Dave Donaldson in Juneau.